Because you realise we'll be pinching these stories and using them.
Well, these characters, no, these characters stories are absolutely.
Oh, you have no idea. Character. You're the greatest character ever come out of Corrie was Eddie McLaughlin. Mind Eddie.
But going back to the butchers again, the butchers were all a clan. They weren't what you would say individuals.
Mm-hmm.
They all, if you had lived down there, mm-hmm. Ken Anderson, no, he would have sent Ken up way up mm-hmm. to what do you call him, Tommy Cameron.
That's right.
Way up to Tommy Cameron and get some liver.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one, and there was an expert making black puddings.
Aye.
And McGrath.
Wee Danny.
Danny McGrath was an expert at making black puddings, and they all got their black puddings from Danny McGrath.
Mm.
But Danny had an apprentice worked him, and the apprentice, Austin Nealance, told me himself.
Yeah, Austin Nealance.
He says, when we were making the black puddings, he says, and we run out of blood,
mm-hmm.
Danny would have handed them a wee tin, an ordinary wee tin to the mm-hmm. maybe bully beef on or something,
mm-hmm.
way out the yard there and bring me on some blood. And he would have been out to the yard and he would have just scraped the blood off the ground and brought it on.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
disgusting.
But they were that was the best black puddings in the countryside.
He sold a lot of puddings, black puddings, didn't he? That's where I killed my first lamb, was wee Dunnick.
And mm. They used to say like he was the only butcher that could have hung the mince meat up there, a cleat.
But everybody knew he was clatty and they still...
Oh. They all worked together.
Mm.
They all worked together.
That's
except there was Fred and
McGarvey. Fred and
McGarvey
Jim.
And Jim.
They weren't on it at all.
They weren't on it.
No,
they were never.
No.
And the reason I think the reason was never on it was because they were involved away taking over all the Gamble shops.
That man Gamble we talked about earlier,
yes.
They were involved
mm-hmm.
in that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were frowned upon. That wee man I was telling you about, Eddie McLaughlin, was a stretcher bearer in the First World War, and
right.
He was a character.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he said it was the Battle of Ypres was coming up, and he said the colonel came round, he said, right boys, stretcher bearers, cooks, bottle washers, the whole damn lot, he says, every man, he says, with a rifle and a fixed bayonet, regardless of who or what you are. And he says, 5 a.m., he says, tomorrow morning, up and over. So 5 a.m., and then he says, there he is, with a rifle and the bayonet and on the end of it, cooks the whole work. The whistle went. And he says, there we were. And there we are. He says, there they were coming at me. And he says, it was shield parry and thrust. Shield parry and thrust. And he says, he got a tap on the shoulder. And he turned around, he says, to the colonel, go and get your breakfast. And he says, you have plenty down this morning.
Oh, dear. Did you say if the